Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You'll scream when I say I'll kill you that way. Sydney, my knife in the dark will reach to your heart.
This is ridiculous.
It is.
And I'll kill you that way. When you die.
They need like those screams in the background.
Right, yeah. So it's Freddy Krueger, Michael Myers, and other movie slashers. The song is called I'll Kill You That Way.
Well, that's a boy band for you.
There you go. All right, here's some of the things that are going on here this morning. First and foremost, let me see here. I wanted to talk about, you know, the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
Is it a good idea to reboot that movie?
I mean,
it's 15 years old. I don't know. I'm done with it.
Was Johnny Depp going to be in it again?
Maybe.
You have to have Captain Jack Sparrow.
Sources say Disney is talking to two guys who wrote Zombieland and the Deadpool movies about doing it. So I guess that means no Tim Burton.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's necessary to redo. But, you know, that's what everybody's doing these days.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see if that happens. I'm done with it, quite frankly.
Mm.
I think Johnny Depp's done with it, too.
He probably is.
And I think they're done with Johnny Depp. Really, honestly, I think so. All right, this is really cute. Pink and her 7-year-old daughter, Willow, are featured on an upcoming album of re-recorded songs from The Greatest Showman soundtrack. And this is an adorable new video that the two of them tackled called A Million Dreams.
I think of what the world could be, the vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. Oh, a million dreams for the world we're gonna make.
That's so cute. That's her daughter?
Yeah, Willow. That's the real
one. Okay, Pink, we get it. You're showing your daughter up.
Her daughter.
Exactly. He's right. Gabe's right.
You know, she's younger. It's okay. One day, could be like mommy. That's awesome. I heard that movie was amazing, by the way.
All right, now we're going to have a controversy, and you decide in your mind which one is right. Is this a ripoff? Is Migos properly being sued for ripping off the song Walk It, Talk It? A musician named Leander Pickett says he released a song called Walk It Like I Talk under the same name, actually the name MOS, in 2008, and that Migos stole the song for their tune Walk It, Talk It. Here's the 2008 recording. All right, for comparison, here's the Migos tune.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it, walk it like I talk it. 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 Walk it like I talk it.
Hey.
Side note, you're going to have that stuck in your head all day. I get Walk It, Talk It stuck in my head all day. Walk It, Like It, Talk It.
I think they're guilty.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. It's very, very similar.
Yeah. Judge Gabe.
Yeah, I think that, those are two really common words, Walk It and Talk It, or phrases, I should say.
Yeah, they are.
So, I mean, but they're going to get some money. That song's made millions and millions of dollars. So they'll get something.
Right. And you are right. We'll hear that in our heads the rest of the day. Okay, so Megyn Kelly got herself in a lot of hot water. Yesterday's episode of Megyn Kelly Today, she apologized for the comments that she made the day before when she said it was acceptable to wear blackface for Halloween as long as it's a character.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Megyn Kelly, and I want to begin with two words. I'm sorry. I learned that given the history of blackface being used in awful ways by racists in this country, It is not okay for that to be part of any costume. Thank you for listening and for helping me listen too.
You know, it's important to know right there in this moment, right, where you have someone like Megyn Kelly, who is in the eye of the public, who she would say is very educated, very well-rounded,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Right? So you're talking about someone like that who still doesn't know that that's something that you shouldn't say. And I say that to say that happens to a lot of us, right? Where you're not necessarily sure of what your words are actually saying, even though you think you're the smartest person in the world. And it just goes back down to, you can't just be like, well, it's not a big deal. No. It is a big deal. Clearly, if you have someone like Megyn Kelly coming on live television and saying and apologizing because she's realizing in that moment for the first time that that's something that she shouldn't have done. So something to think about when you cross up your words and something that you shouldn't say, just apologize.
Instead of
trying to defend what you think is right.
Well, several things about all of that, Gabe. First of all, she doesn't have to worry about coming back to work because it's over. They have canceled the show. By the way, the show was not working anyway. It was a mess from the get-go. Okay. You know, I think that they had this idea, Andy Lack, who runs the shop over there at NBC, that they were going to form her into something that she's not.
Right.
And, you know, you just can't do that. She was a hardcore newscaster. And that's what she did at Fox. I think she should have stayed at Fox, quite frankly. But I understand that, you know, she didn't like the politics and she didn't like working there. So you get to work wherever you want, right? But having said that, I think they framed her wrong. It should have been something else. Hard news, not this talk show stuff. I mean, that's just like way outside of her circle.
She wanted to try it, something new, and now she knows that that's not the direction she's going to continue to go in.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have known if she didn't try.
They're going to run reruns for the rest of the week, but, you know, it looks like they were going to pull the plug anyway. And then the other thing that happened yesterday, they were going to have several cast members from the House of Cards on. They had a planned appearance, and they said, you know what, after that comment, we're not showing up. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I said this yesterday too. If Halloween's upon us, and if you're considering being a character that's black, whether it's Snoop Dogg, Lil Wayne, you want to be what's the Wakanda United or whatever it is, Wakanda Forever, just wear the costume. You don't got to put your face black. You don't got to paint black on your face. You could just be that character. You don't see people doing that. If I'm gonna be Spider-Man, I don't put my face white.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I just kind of do my thing. So something to think about.
Wear the costume.
Yeah, wear the costume.
Don't go with extra. That's a bad idea.
Bad idea.
So did you guys hear this story about Ice-T? This is crazy. He was arrested for toll evasion. Toll, T-O-L-L, okay, for trying to cross a bridge in New York City without paying. You know, he did not have his E-ZPass transmitter. So he went through the toll. It happens here all the time in Chicagoland. Matter of fact, there's signs up. Gabe talked about this earlier, where if you miss the toll, you can simply go online, pay the toll within 7 days, no fine, no big deal. But apparently, here comes the 5-0, and they arrested him.
I'm confused, because why didn't he just pull out his badge?
I know, since he is Law and Order, SUV, or I'm sorry, SVU. There you go. So they busted the guy. It might have had something to do with the fact that he was driving a brand new McLaren 720S sports car. That's about as sweet as it gets. So if I were the cop, I'd be pulling him over to compliment him on his ride, not for the fact that he didn't pay the damn toll.
Maybe they're going to pull him over and like give him $2. $6 or whatever.
Yeah, like, bro.
Have you seen that ride?
I have. I love it. It's like a yellowy, orange. I can't even describe the color.
It's one of those cars that if you're a guy, you're just like, oh, wish.
Oh, yeah?
Wish,
are you drooling? Wish, do you need a
wish,
napkin?
Wish upon a Mega Millions. Yeah. Anyway, so that's a thing, and that happened. I want to go back. Remember Mbop?
Yeah.
The three brothers who make up
Hanson?
Yeah. They were interviewed. That's 25 years ago, that Mbop song. And by the way, yeah. Remember that?
Still love it.
Well, they say it actually represents something. We all thought it was a bunch of nonsense, but here they are finally explaining the meaning of the song Mbop. Turns out
a lot of people ask what Mbop means.
Yes.
And we've talked a lot about time. Well, Mbop, as a word, it represents time. It represents the fact that time passes very quickly. And so Taylor said earlier that we picked songs based on the lyrics and the stories they're telling. And so Umbop found a place easily because it really was about the fact that life is short, right? And so in a story about reaching for what's important and kind of driving towards the impossible dream, Umbop is telling you, go now, go now, go now, because in a moment, in an Umbop, life will be over and have passed you by.
Because in an Umbop, you're gone.
Just like that.
And then Umbop, in an Umbop, here and gone.
You're not there.
they had 25 years to work on that explanation of what the song
exactly
means. 25 years, and it turned out to be Umbop.
A quarter century to find out.
Just like that.
Hey, we could have been gone already. So I guess we're blessed to know.
I'm glad.
Umbop, let's move on. Highest cast paid crew on television?
Big Bang Theory.
You got it. Average person on that show made $23.5 million last year.
That's unreal. Yeah. I know Jim Parsons is now at the highest paid actor out there right now, making $26 million. Good Lord.
That's big banging. That's for damn sure. Okay. Did you hear about the British police are looking for the dude who looks like David Schwimmer?
Yeah.
And so Dave made a funny alibi video. British police posted a photo of a robbery suspect who looks exactly like David Schwimmer from Friends. David heard about it, insisted he was innocent, obviously, and posted a video posting and proving that he was in New York City at the time. So, I mean, if you want to take a look at that, you can go online and just Google it. It's gone viral.
Well, it's pretty crazy. It's like his doppelganger. They're twins. Have you ever encountered somebody that looks just like you?
No, I don't think I would know. I would need somebody else to tell me.
But who do people say you look like?
Me?
Or Hefset? No, Jex.
Oh, yeah. Who do people
say?
Yeah.
No, nobody. No.
Nobody?
No, I can't think of anybody.
I'm looking at you right now, trying to come up with somebody.
You need to see the skinnier version of Drex. Then something might come to mind.
The frosted tips.
Maybe like Chandler from Friends.
Chandler from Friends.
Oh, that's
skinny Drex, I'm saying.
Skinny Drex.
Well, you said it. I didn't mean it like that.
No. Drex needs to drop weight. Yeah.
Who do people say you look like, Gabe?
I get Daddy Yankee sometimes. I think that's racist just because I'm Puerto Rican.
Daddy Yankee looks great, though, with amazing skin.
I get this guy named Tommy from Power a lot. I get a bunch of different people, I guess.
Oh, huh. I kind of see that one a little bit, actually.
How about you, Nina?
The one I consistently get is Mariah Carey.
It's one thing to look like them. It's one thing to model your life after them.
I don't model my life, but I do love her. Yeah. I do love her.
She's a sweetheart, but she's high maintenance.
That's okay.
But back to the David Schwimmer thing. He was caught stealing, or not. Yeah, he was caught on camera taking like beer and stuff like that.
Well, the David Schwimmer guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it wasn't David Schwimmer.
Right. All right, it's doppelganger. So where would you guys want to be? What store would you want to be stuck in so that way you could take some stuff out of? What store?
Oh, any grocery store. if I have to pick one, it would be the Jewel because they have everything that I want.
He's like, oh, cheese dip aisle. I'm never leaving.
I know where Drex is. How about you, Nina?
I feel like a Target. So I could like play with toys and electronics. Okay. The kind that does have groceries, though. So like you still have food.
You want the super Target.
Yeah. What would yours be?
I'd say mine would be one of those sports stores like Dick's Sporting Goods or something like that. Because they always have good snacks in the front. Right, Gatorades and Snickers bars. So I'd be good on food. And then I'd be able to entertain myself with some like sports, some basketball. I'd work on my free throws or something.
I've just always wanted to like pop a tent in one of those places and like run in and out of it. Like,
I always love the movies where they get stuck overnight, like in stupid places like that.
And then people fall in love when there's like two of them that get stuck there. So then you could share a tent. Aw, I want to get stuck in a tent. Fantasy time.
Hey, remember back in the MySpace era when you'd go to somebody's page and a song would start playing? You were like, dude, I really just wanted to look at your pictures, not hear Papa Roach. But anyway, Facebook is bringing that back. They just announced that they're going to start testing a feature that will let people add songs to their profiles. So when you click on their page, it'll play their song too. You know, to get your vibe, bro. Really. Seriously.
All right, guys, you know what the question is.
What's your song?
What song's playing when I click on your Facebook page, Drex?
It's NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye.
That's funny.
Bye.
Bye.
Because this is ridiculous.
But you want them to go to your page, so you want to say hi, hi.
Yeah, yes, you can do that just by going to Drex, D-R-E-X.
There's that.
Nina?
I think mine right now would be Sicko Mode.
Okay.
Travis Scott and Drake, I'm in.
That sounds like a good one. I definitely would put some Latin trap on. I'd probably put some like... Bad Bunny Soy Peor or something like
that.
Oh,
yeah, that'd be a good idea. Yeah.
It's funny. You got to pay attention to those songs, though, because people will change them depending on their mood. Like those passive aggressive, like, here's my storyline. Screw you, bro. Yeah. You know?
And they might curse accidentally. It's funny because I was at an appearance over the weekend, and I told, we were at a Spanish place, La Chiquita in Aurora. And shout out to Crystal, the promo girl. I told her, hey, put some Spanish music on. We don't want to hear pop music here. This is whole Mexican store. So she puts on some Spanish music. And then sure enough, like, she doesn't know Spanish. I know Spanish. I'm here. I was like, bro, the clean version. They're all cursing inside the whole damn store.
That's
like,
funny.
I didn't know. I'm like, oh.
That's funny.
So bad.
Okay. Well, anyway, so you can think of your song and add that to your Facebook profile. I just think that most people are going to find it very annoying.
I don't know. It might put you in a good mood.
But when was the last time you guys went to an actual profile of someone on Facebook?
Well...
See,
been a while.
Maybe this morning.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Every once in a while.
Halloween right around the corner, so we figured we'd give you the best horror movies and horror villains of all time. And we could probably argue about this all day, but here's what a survey of 2,000 people found. That if we start with best horror movies, number 10 is Poltergeist, then The Shining, then Saw, then the Amityville Horror, which you saw the house, right?
I did. I've seen the house.
Is it creepy?
Yes.
Okay. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Conjuring, that's a pretty new movie. I think that was 2013. Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, Halloween from 78. And the best horror movie ever is?
I don't know.
The Exorcist.
So it's like not my genre.
Okay. All right. And the best horror movie villains of all time are The Creeper from Jeepers Creepers. Norman Bates from Psycho, Regan McNeil from The Exorcist, Chucky from Child's Play.
Are you going to do this whole list?
Yeah, well, Penny, the clown from It.
Pennywise, yes, yeah, that one's terrifying.
Pennywise, Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal Lecter, Friday the 13th, Michael Myers, Halloween, Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street.
You did the whole list.
And so there you have it. That was the extended, uncensored version of Weird Holly. Join us every weekday right here on B96 from 6 till 10 a.m. And always, you can check out our uncensored Weird Holly report every day, every single day, weekdays anyway, right here at B96.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.